Up to this point in the training, the emphasis in one's meditation has been directed at oneself, one's own sufferings, and one's own liberation. This is because the forces of ego-grasping and self-cherishing are extremely strong in the beginning of our practice. And so it is very easy to stimulate the mind to take an interest in personal liberation. Once this interest becomes firm, and one's cultivation of wisdom has cut the bindings of the more gross levels of ignorance, one can begin to bring one's practice into a more universal perspective. In essence of refined gold, this is done by generating great compassion and the altruistic Bodhi mind through the seven-point technique of cause and effect described earlier. Another method is that called exchanging self-awareness for awareness of others. Most practitioners these days, after developing familiarity with the six perfections, go directly to the highest tantra. They develop meditative concentration conjoined with penetrative insight in accordance with the methods of the Vajrayana's generation stage. This is an effective approach in producing quick enlightenment. One then accomplishes at least the coarse level of generation stage yoga and engages in the powerful completion stage yogas to give birth to the illusory body, the subtle mind of clear light, and the stage of great union. Thus is full enlightenment actualized in the short span of one human life.